Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. This podcast was originally recorded for the Wild in Bed, erotic stories podcast. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, if you, like me, love this podcast, then why not show it some support and enjoy a commercial-free experience by coming to see me at wildinbed.com and becoming one of my cherished VIP club members and enjoying uninterrupted pleasure. So tonight, the concluding part of our Daddy Dom listener's fantasy. I hope you've enjoyed this one. Next week, we've got something different. Of course, it's enjoyable. Yes, I wouldn't bring it on here if I didn't think you'd enjoy it. Now, you know, if you want to hear your fantasies narrated right here, then it's so easy for you to just email me at devlin@wilddesires.com and I will do my best to bring your fantasy to life. You know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Just put your earbuds in, loosen any clothing, close your eyes and surrender to the pleasure of my voice caressing over and inside you. And when you're ready, just go ahead and take a nice deep breath and hold it for a moment. And release it with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time to relax, your time for sensuous satisfaction, your time to release that inner passion as you listen to my voice and feel the story moving through your body as you enjoy tonight's show. Finally, here I am. I hate traveling on my own, and I'm walking oh so slowly because I'm willing to meet my Lord, but also scared that he may not like me. And then I spot him. He's so tall, I could never miss him, and he's so, so handsome. I look at him and smile, and then he smiles back. I start to walk faster towards him, almost running as I drag my bag. I stop two steps before I reach him. Kitten, are you okay? I drop all my things, bag, coat, purse. I jump and hug him. My petite stature won't stop me from hugging my giant. I bury my nose on his chest and smell him. He smells like cologne, leaves and home. I can't find my words for a while. I don't know how long. I just stand there until he calls me again. Kitten, are you okay? I am better than okay. I anticipated this moment so many times, and I still don't know what to say. Then come here and give me an outrageously hot kiss to shock everyone who's looking at us. He grabs my butt and lifts me. I wrap my arms around his neck and give him a hot, wet, sloppy kiss that makes people stare at us. Mission accomplished. Let's get you to the hotel so you can shower and rest if you want to. I have plans for tonight. The journey to the hotel is thankfully short, and the bed is supremely comfortable as I lay on it. Without realizing it, my eyes close and I collapse into sleep. Wake up, kitten. Did you have enough sleep, my lazy little kitten? I open my eyes, trying to focus on his handsome, clean-shaven face. Yes, sir. I needed some rest, thanks. Good. Now I want you to get ready. We're going out for dinner. I'll choose a dress for you. Show me what you have. I get out of the bed, not ashamed of being completely naked. I have waited long enough to wiggle my pretty ass in front of my lord. I pick three dresses and show him. He looks at them for a moment and speaks. That one kitten, the pink one that looks like Saturn. Of course he chose the tighter and shorter one. Are you picking my underwear too, sir? No panties for you tonight, kitten. Just a push-up bra and those high heels over there. Sir? Isn't that dress a little too short to wear with no panties? I ask. Not at all, kitten. I want to parade you today. I want to show everyone my beautiful slutty kitten. And I want them to see your thighs and maybe a glimpse at your pussy. Yes, sir. Anything you tell me, my lord. We walk into the restaurant holding hands, and I feel very proud of being with such a tall, handsome, serious-looking man. It's a beautiful small place, perfect for us. For some reason, everyone turns to look at us. Are we such an impossible couple? Well, who knows what they're thinking? The maitre d' leads us to our table. As I sit down, I ask, Sir, is everything okay? Why are they all staring at us? Envy, kitten. They are just jealous that we are such a good-looking and perfect pair. I think we should make them even more jealous. I raise one eyebrow. Really, sir? How so? Spread your legs. I want people to see you're not wearing underwear. My legs are under the table, sir. No one is going to see it. He pulls the tablecloth up a little, just enough to show my bare thighs, and then starts caressing them with his long fingers. We are finishing our dinner, but the wine is really kicking in. I feel warm inside and the heat pooling in the lower part of my belly and making my cunt wet. So wet that I can feel some moisture sliding down my lips to my inner thighs. The waiter asks if we want dessert. I choose something with chocolate and cream, but he only says, no thanks, I already have all the dessert I need. The waiter nods, trying to hide a smile and leaves. Feeling bold, I spread my thighs, wide enough to show my pussy. He slides a finger between my folds, scoops some of my moisture, and then licks his own finger. Really sweet, kitten. Try a bit. And again slides his finger inside my soaking pussy, putting it in my mouth and kissing me, his tongue demanding and teasing me. A low moan escapes me. Because this is so sexy, I finish my chocolate profiteroles and we are ready to go. The minute I stand up, he grabs my butt and lifts my dress up a little. I think he wanted people to take a peek at his dessert. When we go outside, it's a beautiful summer evening and we walk hand in hand, smiling and staring at each other, until he finds an alley and drags me there. Now, kitten, I think it's time for my dessert. Sir, we are on the street. What if... Kitten, are you going to disobey me? No, sir, I'm sorry. Good, because I'm going to fuck you against this wall in this alley, like the little whore you are. You enjoyed showing your pussy to every male in that restaurant, didn't you? Sir, I... No use denying it. Your pussy tells me the truth. And she is dripping wet. Tell me the truth, my slutty little kitten. Do you want your lord to fuck you right here, right now? As he says that, he slides a finger between my slicky folds and teases my clit. I can't help moaning. See, your clit is big, swollen, also telling me your truth. Say it, kitten. Yes, sir. I'm your whore, your slutty kitten, and I'm so horny that I want you to fuck me against the wall. Good girl. I'll give you what you want. You just had to say it, my horny little thing. He turns me around, my face pressed against the wall, and lifts my dress. He caresses my naked ass and then slaps it. I shiver in surprise and anticipation. Another slap on my other butt cheek. And again, every slap makes my pussy wetter, He reaches for my clit and pinches it. I scream, "Oh Lord, this is so fucking hot." "Spread your legs for your sir, little kitten. I'm going to fuck you hard and raw, just like a slut like you deserves." Without a flinch, I spread my legs. He grabs my hips, positions the head of his erection on my entrance, and then thrusts his big fat cock inside my pussy at once. I'm super wet, but the sudden invasion of his hard dick makes me scream, "Ouch!" "Who said you could complain, whore? But I didn't expect you to be so tight. Have you been saving yourself for me, kitten?" "Yes, sir. This pussy belongs to you and only you." "Good girl," he says, and he starts moving, slowly at first, so we can adjust to each other. Then he brings his cock out, leaving just the tip inside my pussy, and shoves it back in again. Now it doesn't hurt anymore, just a slight burning feeling, because I'm not used to a cock of his size. He moves his hand to my pussy and slaps my clit. I cry out, and then he slaps it again. I moan, and he keeps slapping my pussy as he drives his dick deeper and deeper inside me. He pinches my clit with his fingers, and I cry out again. Then he rubs it gently and slaps it once more. "Please, sir, that is too much. I'm so close to coming." I can feel my whole body tingling, my clit throbbing under those experienced fingers. One more pinch, and I'm over the edge. I come so hard that I can't see anything and can barely breathe, my whole body shaking. But he doesn't stop rubbing my clit or pounding hard. "Who said you could come, slut?" "Did I say you could?" "No, sir, I'm sorry, I..." "Too bad, because I'll keep slapping and pinching your clit and pounding into your pussy until you beg me to stop, and I fill your pussy with my cum." I don't know how long he keeps spanking my pussy and thrusting his cock into me, deeper than anyone has ever been before. And I lose count of how many times I come. I can't take it anymore. "Please, sir, I can't come anymore. My clit burns." Oh, my selfish, horny kitten has had enough. "Did you learn now that you will not come without my permission, slut?"
"Yes, sir. I've learned my lesson, please."
He whispers in my ear, "Good girl. Learned one more thing today. Now I'm going to fill you with my cum, and we'll walk back to the hotel. My cum running down your thighs, so everyone knows that you are my slut."
"Yes, sir. Please fill me."
He grabs me by my hips and pounds even harder. I'm feeling dizzy, and then I feel his hot cum inside my pussy, triggering another orgasm. My pussy spasms, milking his cock, until she gets every drop of him. We are both sweaty and panting, tired but sated for now. He pulls my dress down, gives my ass a slap and says, "Good girl. Lord is very pleased with you. Now walk. I want every man looking at your slutty face and my jizz running down your thighs."
"Yes, sir, thank you. That was awesome."
He pulls me closer, wraps his arms around me, and kisses me very tenderly. "And the night has just begun, kitten." I think these were the best couple of days I have had in a long, long time. Not only because of the hot, filthy, mind-blowing sex, but also because he is fun to be with, and we enjoy each other's company. I love being around him, smelling him, sharing the same room, the same bed. Sometimes I'm awake and pretend to be asleep so I can enjoy his wake-up call. "Kitten, don't you think it's time to wake up?" He whispers in my ear, his warm breath on my neck. I keep pretending to be asleep. We're both naked in bed because there's absolutely no need for clothes when we're not in public. I feel his cock against my back, telling me about his morning wood. He starts rubbing his erection between my butt cheeks, teasing me the way we both know I can't resist. "Sleepy kitten,
Don't you want some milk for breakfast? I giggle. Oh no, I've been exposed. Bad kitten, trying to fool your lord. I'm sorry, sir. I was just enjoying you waking me up. I answer, looking at him with my puppy eyes. I might have to punish you, kitten, but I think you will enjoy what I have in mind, he says, still rubbing his cock on my butt. And I can feel him getting harder. I can barely hold a moan as I answer, yes, sir, I've been a bad girl, and I'll do whatever you tell me. You know, kitten, I might have to be away for a few months working, and I will probably be too busy to talk to you most of the time. So I need a video that I can download and watch whenever I miss you. I want you to do it for me now. Away, sir? For how long? Don't you want to be my lord anymore? Did I do anything wrong? I panic. Hush, little kitten. You didn't do anything wrong, and I will always be your sir. But I don't know how long I have to be away, he says. I sigh in relief. Anything you say, sir. I want you to think of me when you're gone, if it's not going to disrupt your work, I answer. Good kitten. I want you to touch yourself thinking of me and make a video of that. I nod, already planning how I should do it. I enjoy his rock-hard cock rubbing against my folds, because the teasing will help me make a better video. Sir, let me get ready, I moan. Not really wanting to leave the bed, I get up, choose some lingerie I know he loves, and a dress. Then I come back. Would you record it for me, sir? Sure, kitten. Go on and make me proud. I look at him and then look at the phone camera, teasing him but at the same time pretending he's not there. Hello, my lord. I'm here to make the clip that you asked for. You said it had to be good, so let's see how good your kitten can make it. I want to be your good girl. I smile and then stand up. I slowly start to unzip my dress, a tight little pink satin dress that shows off my curves. I slide the straps down my shoulders, exposing my lace bra, then look at the camera again. I slide the dress down my body, moving my hips as I turn around to show him my pretty ass. Wearing a black lace thong, I open my bra and face the camera, looking at him at the same time, as I take it off and show him my already hard nipples, which I pinch and twist. Shimming out of my panties, I tease him, wiggling my butt once more. Let's see what I've got here. Oh yes, I think this is good. I grab my blue jeweled butt plug, spread some lube on it, show it to the camera and bend over the sofa, spreading my ass cheeks to show him as I place the plug. It's a little cold. I can't help a low ouch, to which Lord shakes his head. He always tells me I shouldn't complain unless it really hurts. I sit on the couch, grin and caress my breasts, pinching and pulling my nipples, breathing loud. Watching his eyes full of lust, I spread my legs. My thighs on the arms of the couch, so he can see my pussy. I touch my folds and spread the wetness over my labia and clit. Then on my lips, and lick my fingers. I taste so good, sir. I wish you could try it. I tease. Then I get my vibrator, and I need absolutely no lube to slide it inside my pussy. I'm soaking wet. I turn it on to a slow speed, but I'm so turned on that I know I won't last before I come. I slowly slide the vibe in and out of my needy cunt, and the other vibrating tip rubs against my clit. I moan and look at him. I want to see in his eyes how much he desires me. Look, sir, what you do to me. You make me so wet, just thinking of you and your big fat cock filling me. I tease, and he grabs his cock and starts stroking it slowly, his eyes never leaving mine. As I feel my orgasm in my pelvis, on my nipples, in my mind, I can only mumble senseless words and start moaning louder. Oh my, please sir, may I come? I can't hold it much longer. He gives me a cheeky grin and nods, giving me permission to let my orgasm flow. I feel my whole body tingling. My pussy grabs a vibrator desperately, needy, and I scream disconnected words. Sir, I am, oh God, ah! As my body shakes and my other hand pulls one nipple, I ride my orgasm with a smile on my lips. Not able to think or speak for a while. When I open my eyes, he's grinning at me. I move my face closer to the camera and say in a low voice, I hope that was good enough for you, sir. Kitten wants her lord to think of her when he's away. Then ending the recording, I look at him with puppy eyes. Did you like it, sir? Kitten, come here and let me show you how much I liked it. I stand up and move towards him. No, kitten, come crawling like the good slutty little thing that you are. I get on my hands and knees and crawl, wiggling my ass. I remember I'm still wearing the plug. Good kitten, come closer. Lick my cock with your little kitty tongue. I get on my knees in front of him, worshipping that perfect cock of his. It's shiny with pre-cum, and I can't wait to taste. So I start licking the tip of his cock. You taste so good, Lord. Open your mouth for me, kitten. Open wide, because I'm going to fuck your pretty mouth and throat, he says, as he pushes all his length into my mouth, making me gag. He holds my head so I get used to the feeling, and then starts moving again, saliva dripping from my mouth and tears rolling down my cheeks. I look at him with pleading eyes, and he pulls out of my mouth. My jaw hurts a bit, but at the same time I feel empty without him. On your fours, kitten, turn around. I turn around, and I know he's admiring my ass with the plug. He softly runs his palm over my cheeks, then slaps the right one. I jump in surprise, with a little ouch. I told you not to complain unless it really hurts, didn't I? Disobedient kitten. Now I will give you something to complain about. Forgive me, sir, it didn't hurt. I was just surprised. He's already behind me. He leans forward and whispers in my ear. I think you like it when I scold you. No scolding this time. I'm going to remove this plug, and then I'm going to fuck your ass, deep and hard, so you will finally learn not to complain unless it is strictly necessary. I have goosebumps all over my body in anticipation. He slaps my ass once more, then starts moving the plug in and out, my asshole grasping the plug, my pussy clutching. He slides his cock between my folds, spreading my wetness. This is all the lube you will get, slut. You're slick, my pre-cum. I can only moan in response. I'm soaking wet from my previous orgasm, but also because this is really erotic. Yes, sir, is all I can answer. He grasps the plug, slowly pulling it out of my asshole. Then, when the butt plug pops out, he positions the tip of his cock, ready to enter me. It still looks very tight, kitten. I will stretch your ass now, and starts pushing his swollen cock inside my ass. Fuck, kitten, you're so tight. And when the head is past the tight muscles, he shoves all of his hard cock inside my ass. Oh. I hold my breath and bite my lower lip. Oh, it hurts, burns. No plug in the world could prepare my hole for that invasion. Hold still, kitten, breathe. I'm not moving until you say I can. but you have a deliciously tight asshole. His voice low with lust. It's not hurting any more, love. Sir, I answer, relaxing my muscle as much as I can. When he starts to move, the pain eases and gives place to pleasure. I never expected anal sex to feel good, but I was wrong, enjoying his cock slowly in and out of me. He reaches for my clit with his long fingers and rubs it slowly, teasing me enough to make my pussy clench and also my ass. Sir, this is so good. Can you move faster? Do you want it faster, whore? Who could guess my slutty little kitten would be so happy with my dick inside her butt? He teases me and starts pounding me deeper and harder. Is this how you want it, kitten? Yes, sir. Please don't stop. I want to feel your cum inside of me. I beg him. He rubs my clit faster, pushing me to the edge of my orgasm. I can feel my pussy clutching, my ass grabbing his cock harder. As I start coming, my juice is wetting the bedsheets. I feel one deep thrust, and then his warm load inside my ass. He's moaning. No, he's roaring. I stay still, panting, drunken on that feeling. We fall on the floor, his cock inside my ass. We are both breathing hard. He pulls his cock out of my hole and watches in admiration as his thick cum drips from my ass. That's a sight to behold, kitten. Your asshole filled with my cum. He pulls me closer and kisses my hair, cuddling me. Let's rest for a while before I feed you some breakfast. Sounds good. Thank you, sir. So, that's that little story concluded. Hope you enjoyed it. Next week, a new story, of course. So, I will see you then. But until next Monday, when we can get wild in bed all over again. This is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams.